I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Those habits will rub off on you as long as you are around them with a mind open to listening and learning.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. Congratulations on tuning into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. On top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is examining your habits. Now, we talked about habits many times before on this podcast. If you didn't hear those episodes, we talked about the thankfulness habit in episode number 622. And then we talked about the metaphor of your habits and employees who work for you in episode number 146. If you haven't listened to those, go back either in your podcasting app or to DreAllDay.com/podcast, where you can get every episode in the history of the Work On Your Game podcast. But today we're talking about how you examine those habits so you know which ones you need to get rid of, which ones you need to change, and maybe some new habits that you need to add to your repertoire that you aren't currently employing. Let's first define this word habit. Habit is a routine of behavior that is repeated regularly and occurs subconsciously. A routine of behavior that is repeated regularly and occurs subconsciously. So you're not even thinking about your habits. It's something that you do it often, but you're not even thinking about the fact that you're doing it. And the human body is a very efficient machine, especially our brains. We do a whole lot of thinking and a whole lot of decision making and a whole lot of actions come from, they are initiated in the brain, that we aren't even consciously thinking about the fact that we're thinking them, doing them, executing them. And that saves us a whole lot of time and energy and attention and focus that we can then use on the one thing at a time that we're able to focus on consciously, which is why focus is such an important thing. And that's something, if you haven't guessed, I'm going to be talking about in a future episode. Talked about it in the past. I'm going to talk about it from a different angle in a future episode of this podcast. I was reading a book by Brian Tracy. I mentioned this book called Get Smart a few episodes back. But one of the things that he said is that good behaviors are hard to develop, but easy to live with. Bad behaviors are easy to develop and hard to live with. That makes sense too, doesn't it? If you think about your worst habits, we all have bad habits or habits that we want to make better or habits that we know we could improve upon. They were easy to start having that habit, probably because it doesn't take a whole lot of effort or discipline or willpower to start that habit, or they're hard to live with because they're having you do things that you know you shouldn't do. If you think about in your life, what area of your life do you know you should probably stop doing things? I should stop eating potato chips. I like eating these organic 365 brand potato chips that I get from Whole Foods with the sea salt on them. I know potato chips are not good for me. They're a processed food. I know I don't need all that sodium, but it's a habit that I picked up because the scientists who engineer foods these days, they know what will cause a human being to become somewhat addicted. I'm not that addicted. Like, I don't have any in my house right now, but if I go to Whole Foods today, maybe I'll buy some. I'm not that addicted to where it's controlling my life, but they know how to put certain things in foods that cause people to want more of them chemically. But that's something that's way over my head for me to try to explain to you any deeper than what I just said. But it's hard for me to live with that because I'm putting processed foods in my body, which is not helping my body get any healthier, not helping me live longer at all. And thinking about it that way, maybe it'll help me change the habit. Now, a good habit, something that actually helps us out, like, for example, going to the gym. They want to develop the habit of going to the gym. They know they need to go to the gym. They know it would be good for them to go to the gym, but it's hard to develop that skill. There was a woman who was saying to me, how do I develop the discipline to go to the gym every morning? I said, well, when do you want to go to the gym? She said, I want to go to the gym in the morning before I go to work. I said, okay, here's what you do. Write this down. Get your ass up and go to the gym. Well, that's all you need to do, but it's hard. It's hard to get up earlier than you normally get up to work out, doing something that you don't have to do. You're not getting paid to do it. It may be a while before you even see the results of doing it. Why do it? And that's why it's hard to develop it. But once you start doing it, you kind of get into a groove. You kind of get some momentum going. You get the law of inertia working for you. And hopefully your body looks and feels better. Then it's easy to live with that habit. But let's get into today's topic in detail of examining our habits. Number one, the pain points of your life. Know what I mean when I say pain points? The things in your life where it's not exactly as it should be and you are consciously aware that it's not exactly as it should be or as you want it to be. Those pain points are the bastard children of your habits. That's a good quote right there. If I ever have a quote here that you really like, make sure you quote me on Twitter and put my name in it at Dre All Day and I'll make sure I retweet you. The pain points of your life are the bastard children of your habits. Your habits created those pain points. Your habits don't want to stand next to them and claim responsibility. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to take the paternity test. Your habits, which can be good habits or bad habits, created your circumstance. Whatever circumstances you have in life were created by habits, positive or negative. Step one for you to do anything about these habits, because today's topic is examining your habits, is to identify what are the habits that are not helping you, the worst habits, and being honest about the fact that you have them. This is another part here, is not only to examine the habits and identify, okay, this is a habit I have, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. And you got to be honest about, hey, you know what? This is a bad habit of mine that I need to change. This is something that I don't know where this habit came from, or maybe you know exactly where the habit came from, but there's something I need to do about this because this is a habit. You need to be honest with yourself. This is something that I am doing continuously. I'm repeating it regularly. It's occurring subconsciously, maybe somewhat consciously, but I do need to do something about it. Until you own the fact that there is a habit that is hurting you, you can't do anything about a habit that's hurting you. Would you agree? Point number two. Today's topic, again, is examining your habits. When you meet the person who has what you want, you meet somebody who has what you want in any area. Like this woman who would ask me about going to the gym. She doesn't know everything about my life, but she knows that I'm an athlete and that I go to the gym every day. She knew it. That's enough that she needed to know to ask me a question about going to the gym. She didn't ask me about anything else, about her career, about dating, about what kind of car she should drive. All she asked me about was going to the gym. So when you meet someone who has a certain area of their life, exactly what you want in your life, or at least they're trending in the right direction. They're trending in the direction that you want to go in your life. They might not have all the money you want, but they have some of it. Ask that person questions. You want to know about somebody who is in great physical shape, ask them, hey, what time do you get up in the morning? What do you eat for your meals? What do you do? Somebody who has more money than you, what do you do with your money? Or someone who's good at saving their money, have good financial habits. Someone who's good at school, how do you study? When you study for school, what are your study habits? What is your studying strategy? Someone who's better than you in basketball, how many jump shots do you shoot every day? As they say, success leaves clues. You've heard that phrase before. Success leaves clues. Here's the good news about success leaving clues. Everybody in the damn world right now, people, in 2018, everybody in the world is broadcasting their life virtually for free. People are telling you exactly what they're doing, where they're doing it, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who they're doing it with. And they're putting it out there for free for you to consume. So not only do you have the freedom to ask questions once you identify who these people are, they're identifying themselves. They're waving big flags and letting you know, hey, this is me and this is what I do. This is me. I go on vacations. I go to the gym every single day. I get up early in the morning. I have a podcast. I have a blog. I have these courses. I drive this nice car. I got this pretty boyfriend or this attractive girlfriend. People are letting you know exactly what their lives are. There's no mystery as to who has the habits that you want. I mean, if someone has a certain type of outcome that you want, I guarantee you there are some habits that went into creating that outcome. As long as that outcome is actually really there, it's not smoke and mirrors and not trying to fool you. If that thing, that outcome is really there, there are some habits that led to it. All you got to do is ask them some questions. Ask questions of the people you see who are where you want to be. And even if you don't know them, you can still ask them. You can still ask. And here's the reason why you can still ask, because everyone loves talking about things that they do well. Right, if someone's doing something well and they're successful at it and they're getting results at it, they have the type of outcome that most people would agree is a pretty solid, positive outcome, they will be happy to tell you all about how they've done this good thing for themselves. Whether they tell you directly, if you DM them and they respond, whether they made a YouTube video, whether they have a podcast, if they got a blog, if they wrote a book, whatever it is, people will gladly tell you about how they've done something successfully. And you'll know exactly who's doing what because people are letting you know exactly what it is. All you got to do is pay attention. You have zero excuse to not pick up on these clues, these success clues that everybody is making sure. There's not even clues anymore. There's like a big green sign being waved at you. You don't even have to call it a clue. This is like the answer. This is a success answer. It's not even a clue. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is examining your habits. Get around people who have good habits. That's simple enough, right? Who has the habits that you want? If you're not in shape and all the people you're around all the time are also not in shape, none of you is ever going to get in shape. Bring at least one person over there who has more energy about getting in shape than you all have about not getting in shape and let them infect everybody else. Or even better, you get in a group of people who are all in shape where you won't even feel right if you're not doing the things that they're doing, if you don't have the habits that they're doing. Let those people influence you because you're the oddball in that group. Or again, you could get that one person and let their energy rub off on you. It'll rub off on you if you're there long enough and if you're there to listen to that person or those people or that organization or that group or that team, whatever it is you get involved in, depending on what the habits are that you're trying to develop or strengthen or maybe even get rid of. If you're there to listen and learn and not there to resist, the habits will work on you. Now, sometimes you can be amongst a group of people. You could be around people. Let's say you got a group of friends and it's four of you who are friends and three people are in pretty good shape, or three people go to the gym often, or three people do X, Y, Z, whatever the thing is that you want to get better at, but just you don't really want to hear it from those people. Maybe because you've known them for a long time. Maybe because you used to be in the same position that they're in, but you're no longer in it. Maybe because you're resentful. Maybe because you're just a jerk and you don't like to listen to people. Or maybe, let's not say you, maybe there's some other person X. They're a jerk and they don't like to listen to people and they're not there to learn. They're not there to hear anything that anybody else has to say. They just want to resist. That person's not going to develop any great habits. They're not going to get rid of any bad habits, even if they're around people who have exactly what they want, because they're not there to listen and learn. So when you're around people who have what you want in some area, you ask the questions and then you listen. Don't listen to them defensively as if they're attacking you. Don't listen to them with any type of negative annotations in your negative connotations in your mind. Like, okay, everything that they're saying seems to be the exact opposite of what I'm doing, because then you're not going to hear it. Because if that's what you're thinking, you're not going to hear anything that they're saying. You're not going to get anything constructive out of it. Find who those people are and let their energy rub off on you. Be open to listening and learning, especially. I mean, it only makes sense that you're open to listening and learning if you're talking to somebody who has something that is exactly what you want. I mean, that only makes sense, right? Now, we know human beings don't always do things because they make sense. But I'm going to challenge you, Work On Your Game podcast listener, to do things that make sense. Point number 4. Remember what Brian Tracy said. But I mentioned to you at the top of this episode, today's topic again is examining your habits. it will be hard to develop better habits. You want to develop a better habit in some area of your life, whether that's emotionally, relationship-wise, financially, physical fitness-wise, something that you're doing at work, when it comes to your business, when it comes to building your brand, when it comes to your skill of communication, when it comes to anything that you're trying to do. You want to start meditating every day. You want to go for a walk every day. You want to spend more time with your kids, spend more time with your parents. Whatever habit it is you're trying to develop that is a good habit that'll be easy to live with, it will be hard to develop, which is what Brian Tracy said in his book, Get Smart. Good habits are hard to develop, but easy to live with. But expect it to be a challenge. So don't beat yourself up if you started to build on a habit and you can't quite get there before you get tired or before you kind of fail or before you slip a little bit. You say, I'm not going to eat potato chips anymore. And then 4 days into it, you eat a couple potato chips or you eat a whole bag of potato chips. Don't beat yourself up about it just because you started and you didn't get all the way there immediately and it seemed too damn hard to do. Listen, it's supposed to be hard. When I was playing, I remember I played a little bit of football before I played baseball and then finally settled on basketball as my sport. And this is maybe 8 or 9 years old. This football team, it was at Oak Lane. It was at Simon's Playground, but the football team was called Oak Lane. And the coaches would have us do this exercise called 6 inches, where everybody would lay on the ground and you were supposed to lift your heels 6 inches off the ground. And if you've ever done this before, if you've ever taken a Pilates class, you've definitely done this. If your heels 6 inches off the ground and you didn't move, you didn't do anything, you just lifted your heels off and you were supposed to just hold it for as long as the coaches said hold it. And the coaches would ask us, and mind you, this is 8 and 9 year old boys, as we're holding our heels 6 inches up off the ground, the coaches would say to us, hey, does it hurt? And some players would say no, and some players would say yeah, because we wasn't sure if we were supposed to try to act tough. Like, no, it's not really hurting us. I tell the truth, yes, it is definitely hurting, because what it does is work the core. It works the ab muscles. If you want to try it, lay on the floor and try it right now, you'll see. And the coaches would say it's supposed to hurt. You said it hurt good. It's supposed to hurt. That's what it's supposed to do. It's going to get you tougher and stronger so you can play on a football team. Understand that building this new habit is going to be hard. It will be challenging. You will have rough days. You may slip and fall on your path. All you got to do is get up and keep going. Because remember, you don't have to be perfect at it. It is hard to develop, but it will be easy to live with once you get it. Recapping today's topic, which is examining your habits. Define habits again, a routine of behavior that is repeated regularly and occurs subconsciously. Number one, the pain points of your life are the bastard children of your habits. And step one of doing something about the pain points in your life is identifying what your worst habits are and being honest about the fact that you have those habits and that you're responsible for not only having developed them, but also doing something about them. Number two, when you meet a person or people who have what you want in some area, ask them questions and find out what their habits are and then figure out which ones you can start adopting for yourself. Point number three, get around people who have good habits. Those habits will rub off on you as long as you are around them with a mind open to listening and learning, not too resisting and challenging. And number four, remember what I told you Brian Tracy said, a good habit is easy to live with, but it is hard to develop. So you may have some challenges. You may fall off the wagon here and there. Just get yourself up and keep going. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at DreAllDay.com/30. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.